السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Two ni'ma, two characters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He built in our personality. One is sabr and other is shukr. We have in makhluk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created most of the things in pairs. Laylun nahar, day and night, men and women, the arz and sama, you know. So these are so many examples you can understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He created into pairs. Similarly, in this dunya, we are here for short period of time to testify our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that, Allah created sometime difficulties in our life, sometime comfort in our life. We have a bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. And at the same time, sometime little trials come, tests and trials, they come in our life. So when there is a test and trial, we have to have a patience, sabr. That's something required in order to be successful here and hereafter. If people, they don't know how to have a patience, they don't wait for good time, then they lose whatsoever they have a good in with them. You know, if they are possessing some good, they lose. They need to wait for the time will change, the circumstances will change. So that's why we should have in our personality sabr, patience. This is a personality, it's a characteristics. Some people, they don't have a sabr. When they don't have a sabr, they start complaining, they shouting, they scream, they react inappropriately. But at the same time, there is another characteristics required, which is a shukr. When there are bounties, we need to say shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His kalam, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that His bounties are unlimited, unlimited. You cannot even count them. If we really, we sit down and start counting that how many bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering upon us, we cannot count. If someone claims that He can count the leaves of all the plants on the planet Earth, we will accept his claim. If someone claims that he can count the sand particles of the world, I will still accept, because the science is improving and things are having new inventions. Maybe he made some kind of machine, some calculation. If someone claims that he can count the stars in the sky, still we can accept his claim. But if someone claims that he can count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not accept it. Because it is mentioned in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you cannot even count them. These bounties are so many that you cannot count in this dunya and then hereafter. You can think about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bounties. Just for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created all this makhluk. Among this makhluk, Allah created us ahsani takweem. The best makhluk is insan. Khuliqal insana fi ahsani takweem. And we are insan. We are human being. And Allah created us the best. The best of best is human being. And we are among this makhluk. So how many times we really sincerely have a shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He did not created us in the shape of any other makhluk. We can be one of the animal. We can be an insect, crawling insect, whose speed is not too much to save itself. A person who is walking and he can step on it and he don't even understand. He got the life of someone and the insect cannot save itself. You know, so, but we are human being. We can scream, we can ask for help. You know, it's a big difference being a human being and some other makhluk. Then another ni'mah, the big ni'mahs, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us a comprehensive way of life, which is our deen, Islam. Islam is a way of life. And Islam is a comprehensive way of life. It talks about every aspect of our life. Many people, they have their deen, but the guidance is insufficient. If you have a medicine, but the medicine is working partial, versus a medicine which can cure you fully, a big difference. There are certain diseases and their medicines are partially curing. They are on maintenance therapies. People have to take this all their life. But certain problems, you take the medicine and you completely recover. So this deen is a way of life and it guides you every step, every moment in our life. Very big difference, you know, very big difference. Alhamdulillah. Then another ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the beloved prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Rasulullah is the beloved prophet, Allah loves him. Allah gave him the best. So we are ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So indirectly we receive the best characteristics. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is khuluqan azim. His ikhlaq is the best ikhlaq. The ibadah he received is the best ibadah. The communication, the social communication is the best. The ma'amalat, the trade, business, all what Rasulullah taught us the best. So, indirectly we receive the best things. You can think about if any task Rasulullah he did it in his life, there's no alternate available to perform that duty that Rasulullah taught us. That's the best. If you're using the right hand versus the left hand, the right hand is the is better way to hold something. Because Rasulullah did the best, you know. If he did not did something, that means that one is not good for us. So if we think like this, then we will be very happy to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because everything he was doing is the best for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created us among the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah mentioned, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Now if you do the shukr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the bounties. So this is a rule. If we really want to get more bounties, more benefits, more favors, then we have to have a shukr in our personality. More we do shukr, more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will intensify His bounties. So this is something we need to learn, so because we all want to have a more comfort, more favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya and hereafter. Then what is a shukr? Because if we understand the definition of a shukr, then we're going to be able to do the shukr. The shukr is your feelings in your heart, understanding through your mind that you're getting these bounties, you're getting these favors. Just like iman is in your heart, faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in your heart, but you express this faith, and the expression is through your tongue. Iqrarum bil lisan wa tasdeekum bil qalb. So these two things are important to proclaim your faith. In order to show your shukr, you should have a first thing in your heart, the feelings of being thankfulness. Then your whole body reacts accordingly. If you are thankful to your parents, you will be obedient to your parents. Your attitude will be softened with your parents. That's something shukr. You know, if someone favor you and you said something, for example, very simple, someone opened the door for you, and immediately you're going to respond, thank you. You know, this word thank you is coming out because you realize that someone opened the door for you. Or holding this door for a moment for you to also enter. So if you just come and don't react, don't say thank you, the person is going to mind. Person is going to feel bad that you are not responding accordingly. So, although you have a feeling in your heart that this person is holding door for you, but you just come and you pass, this person is going to be upset with you. So that means for thankfulness, these two things are very important. One, you should have in your mind and in your heart a feeling of thankfulness. And number two, you need to do something. You need to react accordingly. Shaitan, when he challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he mentioned about the mankind, and he said, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is rejecting the shaitan because of this insan. And shaitan is mentioning, Allah, you will see, he will be also not thankful to you. That you are favoring him and you are rejecting me, he will be also thankless. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِ يَشْكُرُ عِبَادِ يَشْكُرُ, that very few people will be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today if we look around, we will realize that yes, very few people are thankful in present time. People are getting the favors and they are not thankful. Very common example. How many children are thankful to their parents? How many wives are thankful to husband? How many husbands are thankful to wife? Similarly, how many people are thankful to their employee and employer relation? And you keep counting, you will realize that very few people are thankful. We can learn this thankfulness from Anbiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Anbiya as a role model of their time especially. So if we look into that, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah mentioned Shakiran li an'umih, that he was thankful. That's his personality. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, innahu kana abdan shakura. He was doing the shukr. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave them ni'mah and he was doing the shukr. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved prophet, he himself said in his hadith, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Why not he should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that means, Anbiya was a true example and we need to follow them. Because then we're going to realize how to be thankful. Allah gives and Allah forgives us. What is our situation? Man gets and forgets. We keep forgetting, you know. So if we are doing shukr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bounties multiply. And if the person who is not doing shukr and is not thankful, is basically he's a rejecter. He's rejecting, he's getting the benefit of favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he is rejecting to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah mentioned, وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. So don't reject. What you have to do? You have to do shukr. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Either person gonna be thankful or either he gonna be rejecter. If he's a rejecter, then obviously in daily practice, if someone rejects you and he is not thankful, even if he's a child, we are reluctant to take care of this child. Father usually start getting harsh. He starts saying that this child, he is not thankful to me. He is not realizing me. Usually they start the warning. Child gonna say, the father don't understand me. And the father is saying, my child is not. They're born in the same house. The child is in the same house, born from the parents. And now they are not understanding each other. Why? Because, you know, there is no shukr in between. So that's why the reservation starts. Exactly. سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started reservations with these people who are not doing shukr. And the person don't realize. The father is no more giving the smile. He's not spending enough time. But child, he don't understand, he rather start complaining more and more and getting distant from his parents more and more. So what we have to do? We have to say Alhamdulillah. Whenever we receive some ni'mah, we need to say shukr. If someone opened the door for us, we need to say thank you. There was one time in an aeroplane, one mother was feeding a child. Every spoon, she was making a child to practice say thank you. So whenever she was giving one spoon of feed, she wait until the child say, "Thank you, mama." Then she give another spoon, you know. So all her feeding was like that. Every time child has to say, "Thank you, thank you." That's a good way to give practice to our children. But we as adult realize that how many spoons we are eating, how many bounties we are receiving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we need to express our feelings of alhamdulillah. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask about this ni'mah that Allah gave it to us. So how we can protect ourselves to get this, you know, for right answer, this in the hadith it is mentioned that whenever you receive some ni'mah, you should say Bismillah. Once you say Bismillah, and when you consume, you utilize this ni'mah, or you finish, for example, eating, if you say Alhamdulillah, now that means you paying back to this ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we have to do? Make our habit of saying Bismillah and Alhamdulillah. So remember Allah from the beginning and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end. If we keep doing like this, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have a mercy upon us. And also we need to mention about these ni'mah. We need to express and mention to other people also. That also a way of doing shukr. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he also taught his ummah. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, that you have to do the shukr. You know, the ummah of Musa alayhi salam getting this message from his Nabi that they need to do shukr. Like our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us to do the shukr. That's why, you know, this is also a practice in other ummah, other communities beside Muslims. They also express their shukr. Like, for example, this is the month people are going to celebrate Thanksgiving. In Thanksgiving, they have a feeling of shukr, and their celebration is also having parties, the expressions they are explaining to other people. That's their way of learning and their way of doing shukr. But alhamdulillah, how much we are blessed being Muslim that we are taught to have this practice every step, every moment in our life. So alhamdulillah, we have a comprehensive way of life. We are more blessed being the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I just read the ayah, that Musa alayhi salam is also teaching about the shukr. Obviously, we also learn that all anbiya, they was shakir. They used to do the shukr. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, all anbiya was doing the shukr. So this practice is also supposed to be in every person. But it should be more among Muslims, because our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wants to be shakir, and he feel happy to do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something we need to learn, alhamdulillah, and every moment we need to do shukr, every time we need to do shukr. That's why this is something this is reminding us, especially when many other people are doing some celebration of their shukr. But our mashallah, is all time. And we also know that if we will do shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase our bounties. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us a beautiful rule that whenever something about deen, we should always look towards the higher status of people, more muttaqi people, more zakireen, more people who are doing ibadah, more who are earning the good deeds. Always we should motivate ourselves by looking towards them. But when it comes to the dunya, we should always look towards those who are suffering and we are living better than them. Wherever we have to do comparison, we have to look lower when it comes to dunya. And whenever we have to compare ourselves for the deen, we should always look towards our, you know, higher people. So if we will do like this, inshallah, we will continue doing the effort to progress in the deen, and we will also be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are looking towards the dunya, towards the lower people, those who are unfortunate. There is always, alhamdulillah, if we do comparison, we will see some people who have a shortage of those bounties that we are enjoying, they are not, you know. So that's something we need to learn, make our practice in our life. Then it will be very easy for us to continue progress in our life. So one shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is Khaliq, you know. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned that we need to do the shukr of makhluk. That's commonly, like we are sitting over here, if you accommodate another person, he should come and he should say, Jazakallah, you gave me a place to sit down next to you, because he is accommodating you. We are interdependent. We are social animal. If you want to build a house, you need the plumber, you need the electrician, you need the construction person. You cannot build your house yourself. You need help. You know, if you get sick, you need doctor. If you need a consultation for some matter, you need attorney to ask him question. So if we really look into that, doesn't matter if even you are a doctor, and when you get sick, you're going to need help from someone. You know, you are in the same profession, but when you are in need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made you dependent upon each other. So when we are so dependent upon each other, then it's also the guidance that we have to have thankfulness to each other. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسَ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, if someone who is not thankful to people, he is not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, that means he don't have the personality of being thankfulness. When he is not thankful to anybody, not even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why anishkur li wali walidayk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that you have to have a shukr of me, and you should have a shukr to your parents. See, one is Khaliq, other is makhluk. And in makhluk, to whom we should have a shukr maximum is our parents, because they are the source of our birth. You know, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned that, you know, we should have a shukr to Allah and shukr to makhluk. Ashkarun nasi lillahi ashkaruhum linnas. The one who is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is thankful to people. So, my friend, this thankfulness is something we need to learn and we need to practice in our life. because this is going to be questioned on the day of judgment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we don't know how to be thankful, then remember Allah cited some examples. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ, that we can learn the lesson from the nation of Saba. جَنَّتَانِ أَنْ يَمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ, they have gardens, you know, everywhere. They have bounties all over. كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْكِ رَبِّكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ, and they used to enjoy these bounties and they used to do shukr. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ, and it was such a beautiful city and they used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the next generations came and they stopped having this shukr and worshipping Allah the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands. So then what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He changed all this environment unfavorable for them. The water get dry underneath and all the beautiful gardens get destroyed. And they change into thorny bushes. You know, so Allah can change the, you know, one day is shining, other day is raining. You know, we see every day, you know, air is breathing nice and cool, but if Allah wants to make a fast, it can be hurricanes. So if we want to have these bounties, we need to learn how to be do shukr in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly make us a good person, good personality, who can perform the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.